Hey, welcome to, I'm sorry, podcast. Brandon needs to leave soon, so we're going to make this really quick.
All right, bye.
What I meant, or what I said right there is, hey, welcome to I'm Sorry Dad podcast. Brandon needs to leave right now, so make this intro really, really quick.
Yeah. So on this episode, we have the lovely Carly and Aaron from the Aaron and Carly YouTube channel. And they were a delight, and we talked to them about stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We went back to our general theme for a bit about what it's like to be a social media influencer and be someone who's pursuing a dream that most deem irrational. This is our first time having girls on the podcast.
No, it wasn't.
Well, this is our first one that we've posted.
Oh, yeah. You haven't posted the Man and One yet.
Haven't posted Man and Matthews yet.
Oh, okay. Well, first one that you'll hear with two girls on.
And also the first time with two guests, four people total. So,
yes.
We apologize if we talk over each other a little bit, but
We do.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, a lot.
But that's all right. Where can people find Carly and Aaron? You can find, it's Aaron Guilfoy. Do you know where her handles
are? Her Twitter is Aaron Guilfoy, at Aaron Guilfoy, and her Instagram is the same, I'm pretty sure, at Aaron Guilfoy. And Carly's is at Carly and Contro, and it's at Carly and Contro for both.
Cool. And their YouTube is what? Carly and Aaron?
Carly and Aaron, yeah.
So check them out. Also, just a reminder, please rate and review the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know what happened this week?
What happened this week?
iTunes, I think there was a glitch, and they didn't update us on the charts.
Uh-huh.
It said we still posted a week ago, and then we dipped on the charts, bruh.
iTunes, you know what? You're really dipping into our savings right now, revenue stream, because we're making so much money off this podcast.
We make so much. Uh-oh, I think, was your mic low? I hope not. Whatever.
Me too. Hope not.
But please enjoy this wonderful episode of I'm Sorry Dad podcast with your boy Radoon and your boy
Brandon.
And our special guests. Aaron and Carly.
Aaron and Carly.
Carly and Aaron.
Here it goes.
Enjoy.
Nobody pray for me. It been a day for me. Yeah. Hey, I remember syrup sandwiches and crime allowances. Vanessa nickel with some counterfeits, but now I'm counting this. Parmesan with my accountant lives in fact. I'm fighting this.
Hey, let's check the mics. Check the mic and state your name.
Can you hear me if it's just like this?
No, not really.
Yeah.
Check one, two, three. Carly is here on the mic. Hello, I'm here. Hello. Yeah. Is that good?
That's pretty good.
The people in Paris picked pollen from the trees. Testing. Check.
That was good.
That was pretty good.
Really?
Brandon, check it.
Checkity, check Whoa. Yourself before you riggity eat my ass. What?
Music playing? Where's the cat?
I hear music.
It's not a color.
Oh, that's why you're so loud. Because you're so loud.
Yeah, I know. Which Woo! One is the...
Holy shit, you're loud.
Loud.
Which is the one with the softest volume?
I'm just trying to equalize airtime.
Probably give that
airtime.
To me.
So you got to pretty much put your mouth pretty fucking close to the mic.
Hello.
Like that. Like
yes.
This.
All right. I think we're... Do it again.
Check. One, two.
Hello.
What's up?
Hello, this is Ryan.
What's up, Warped Tour?
Hey.
Oh.
All right, starting it out strong.
I just wanted to see what it sounded like in the headphones. So you can
How
hear
How was
that.
It?
You want to hear it? It's pretty gross.
What does it sound like to you?
We just lost all our followers.
All the listeners.
Or gained them.
Maybe.
It's a fetish.
Like ASMR?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, guess what I was doing?
I was chewing on some... What are you chewing on?
It's up to the listeners to decide. We don't want to ruin anyone's fantasies.
I saw it, and it That's was a. I'm trying to think of something funny. it was a piece of shit.
Man, that was really good.
Yeah. Let's
that
start
was
over.
Really good. You want
to start over?
Start over.
Yikes! This is our first podcast with two guests at once.
Really?
And our first podcast with girls.
Nope, Manon.
Well, we're going to post this before Manon.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be a disaster.
Manon.
Wait, this is literally what I was about to say. It's going to be a disaster because we always talk over each other.
Yeah.
And we just did it as I was saying that. We'll try to be careful of it, but like we always forget. So.
Right.
Good luck editing.
We'll just try it. We'll just, you know, everyone one at a time. Brandon starts first, then you go.
You have like one of those sticks, like the talking stick. You have to pass it off to each person before they like say what they want to talk about.
Wait, I got it. Let's only use one mic.
One mic?
Oh, my God, is one mic. Who
one
sings
mic.
That?
That's Nas.
Nas.
It's okay. Let's speak freely, but I can tell Carly is, like, afraid to speak.
I'm like, I keep almost talking. I'm like, wait, I shouldn't. Someone's talking. Like, I need to catch myself.
We'll figure it out. Brandon and I as hosts will take control.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Brandon is great. Like, whenever I go to the bathroom on the podcast, it's just Brandon alone.
Mm.
And it's just Brandon saying, like, I don't know what to say. Hopefully
you don't bring the mic with you?
You should.
We would.
You get, like, get an extension cord to follow you to the bathroom.
We should. We should get a longer mic.
Yeah.
And then, like, you can, like, take a shit, put it on the mic.
Yeah.
Take a shit on the mic.
You can just Venmo me for that idea.
This is
okay.
I want to take all credit for it.
This is just going to become a fetish podcast. Just listening to the gum chewing and then listening to you taking a shit in the bathroom.
Yeah. ASMR gone wild.
Yeah.
You guys don't have shoes on, so we got foot fetish audio.
There we go. Yeah.
Yep.
Need to film this podcast. Are you ever going to film this podcast?
Yeah.
Eventually.
We've been told to not do it yet because it might dilute our numbers on iTunes.
Oh, okay. Mm. Makes sense.
Dude, iTunes didn't update us on iTunes, so now we drop down on the charts, bro.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Anyways, Carly and Aaron.
Yes. Aaron's the one coughing.
I put the microphone away from my mouth so you couldn't hear.
Good job.
But also, you're welcome for coughing on your mic. Whoever uses this next is blessed. Will be blessed.
Will be blessed.
With my germs.
With your germs.
Because that is famous saliva.
Yes.
Yeah. Famous celebrity.
Selling it on eBay.
In our merch store, carlyandaaron.com.
Did you see Logan Paul was trying to sell a piece of his thigh skin on eBay?
Oh, what?
And I get...
How did he get a piece of his thigh skin? He cut it off? Or
couldn't tell you. It was like a piece of dry skin from his thigh.
He was like, Maverick was soaring through the house and then came to my leg and bit it off. Dab.
No, I'm selling it.
Be a Maverick. Wear my skin.
I mean, did people buy it?
I saw a post where he was like, dude, I can't... Wait, hold on. Someone's buying this for $100,000? Dude, if this is real, I'll donate $100,000 to charity.
Oh, that's good, I guess.
I don't know if that's real. Could be.
I mean...
It depends. Well, do you remember when David tried to sell Alex's bat? I think it was on eBay. And how much did it go for?
It was at, like, $30,000 or something.
Yeah, but then it was fake. Like, the person just did it, like, bet, but, like, it didn't go through or something. So maybe that happened.
Oh, probably. I mean,
hopefully.
$100,000 for us influencers.
Yeah, it wasn't me. I didn't bet $100,000 on his skin.
Oh my God, do you have a crush on Logie?
Who doesn't?
Yeah, don't tell my boyfriend.
He's gonna low gang bang you.
Low bang you. That would.
Oh my God.
Low bang. Low gang bang.
Low bang you.
Yeah, but gang bang. But it's just Aaron, so you'd. I mean, Carly. Oh my God.
I can be there. It's fine.
Yeah.
Do people call you the different names all the time?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
It's funny because sometimes we'll get comments on our videos when people are clearly talking about like Carly, but they'll call her Aaron. They're like, I love Aaron's pink hair in this video. Yeah. And I'm like,
thanks.
Do you watch?
Sometimes Jason says our names opposite too.
I'm so awful with names, so.
Yeah, me too.
I call you just anything.
Call me whatever.
Yeah.
Give me a name.
Pinky.
Pinky, that's fine. That's my aunt's name.
Pinky.
You just like say characteristics about people. Pinky.
Pinky.
Coffee.
And nose ring. Coffee, yeah. Are you sick right now, Aaron?
No, I've just had this weird cough for like a week now.
That's chill.
It's now who I am.
I just talked over you. I'm so sorry. I'm trying to control it.
Damn it.
You're
guys.
Only one at a time. They chose me. You're gone.
I know. No, I was going to say Brandon will appreciate this. She started coughing and we immediately looked up if, what was it? What was the disease?
If I can develop cystic fibrosis over time. Like, that's how much of a I know that you're like born with it and eventually it develops. But I was like, no, I think I have it. I think I've developed cystic fibrosis. Because it's just like a cough. Like I can feel like phlegm in my chest. Any doctors out there, feel free to email me.
I it's funny. I'm going to the doctor right after this for a thing. I feel like I have a meningitis in my head.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
What are your symptoms?
Brandon, I literally went to urgent care like a few months ago because I thought I had spinal meningitis.
Oh my God.
Carly brought me because I had a headache for like a week and I was like, I'm dying. I have spinal meningitis.
Yeah. What are the symptoms of spinal meningitis? Let's describe them really quickly.
You have like a headache, your neck hurts.
Okay.
Your eyes hurt.
Okay.
I think you can develop like flu-like symptoms, but I'm not really sure.
You basically just had the flu.
I only had a headache, but I had it for like 2 weeks running. So then he prescribed me just like migraine medication. It was like, you're fine.
Yeah.
And it's funny too, because when I go into urgent care now and they do certain things to me, I'm like, oh, you just gave me a stroke test. So, you know, I'm not having a stroke. And they're like, yeah. How did you know that?
I've been here three times this week.
Do you have the same doctor?
No, I don't have one here.
Oh, okay.
I need to do that.
I have a primary care doctor who sees me every couple hours. And I just every time I walk in, he just has this look on his face. Like, he knows it's going to be some dog shit. Like, he just knows. I'm like, I got a crink in my neck and my nose is kind of stuffy. I got meningitis.
Yeah.
And he's just like,
no.
Just go to the pharmacy, just get some antibiotics. He always just gives me antibiotics.
Oh, really?
And I've pretty much developed an immunity to antibiotics because of hypochondria. Yeah. So it's almost like my hypochondria is actually going to lead to illness.
Yeah.
Because right. I take so many antibiotics that it's just going to end up.
I had a disgusting, terrible throat infection once. I don't know how that happened. Maybe I licked a gross puss.
Maybe.
Sorry. Oh, just kidding. No more sex talk in the pod.
Yeah.
That was just a joke, but maybe that's what happened. I don't know. But yeah, I was in San Diego doing a brand deal, and I got a huge, disgusting, extremely painful throat infection. I had white bumps, a shitload of white bumps in the back of my throat. I was almost
strep?
In tears. No, it was a shitload of white bumps.
Gross.
And I was almost in tears. And
oh, no.
it hurt. Everything hurt to talk and
it's
swallow.
The worst.
Went to urgent care. He was just like, you have a really bad throat infection from eating gross puss.
That was the diagnosis.
Was it chlamydia of the throat?
No. Oh. It wasn't. We don't know what it was from. It was
clout. Clout of the throat. Oh, yeah.
What do you say? Clemped?
Clout. Okay, people keep saying this word clout, and I have no idea what it is.
Clout means how popular you are, how much power you have.
Yeah.
No, it's an STD.
Yeah. Erin thought it was an STD when she saw it.
I've seen Cody tweeting, do you even have clout?
Yeah, that's who it was. Everyone. Clout is back. Brandon Wardell was tweeting about it, and then I saw someone tweet, they were like, there's clout on my glasses. And I was like, what the fuck
what
is
does that
clout?
Mean?
Cloudy glasses? I don't know.
I'm too old to understand anything that's on the internet.
I'm super old. I'm 86.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm shooketh. Me too.
Why do people just take words now and just apply them to things that don't mean what the word originally meant? Doesn't clout mean that? Clout mean how much power you have in a room? I got a lot of clout.
Yeah. One time, one of my comedian friends was like, dude, you should tweet at Jim Carrey. Asking if he wants to make a video with you. You might have enough clout for him to see it. I was like, no, I don't. This was back in my
heyday. What a weird word.
Clout.
Clout.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either particularly.
Clout. It's not pretty.
No.
It doesn't sound I don't know. It doesn't sound like it would be someone who has a lot of power. Clout.
Yeah. It sounds just gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds like a disease. And the word, you'd go to the doctor for it.
Like, you probably have it, Brandon. Yeah. You should probably go get checked for that.
Look up the symptoms. Right.
Clout. Fuck, I have clout, doc.
Yeah.
Wait, so you're actually going after this because you think you have meningitis?
Yeah. It's.
Oh, that's good that we're all here exposed to your meningitis. Now I'm going to have to go to urgent care.
Me too.
Yeah. We're going to go with you.
We're going to all carpool in my Mini Cooper.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Your doctor's like, who are these people? Oh, they all have hypochondria too. It's fine.
And clout.
So these are your friends. Yes, this is what we have in common.
Where is your doctor located? I'm looking for a...
Orange County.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
It's far.
So you have to drive all the way there every time that you're having a little freak out?
Yeah.
So what are your fake symptoms?
Fake symptoms are got a sinus infection, got my eye hurts sometimes, and my neck is sometimes stiff when I wake up.
That's just sleeping, though.
No, I'm dying. That has to be it.
With meningitis, it works so fast.
That's the thing.
You'd be dead. How long have your symptoms been?
Like a week. It could be really short. It could be very delayed meningitis. Don't you think?
No, I think that you'd be dead by now.
No, I probably still got it. Don't you think? I got it.
At this point, though, are you nothing is wrong with me, but I have to get it checked? Or are you no, I'm dying?
Because I already made the appointment, and I'm just I almost do it because I know it's stupid. I know that hypochondria is something that's completely irrational. It's caused by anxiety. But I go to Orange. I almost make the appointment in Orange County. So I'm like, you're about to drive an hour in traffic to go get diagnosed for something that you don't, to go to a doctor for something that you don't have.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like, are you willing to do this? And I'm always willing to do it. And it's like testing how bad the hypochondria is. And it's bad. And I don't know if it's as bad as yours, though, Carly, because I know that you have it.
I feel like it's not as bad now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I also never go to the doctor when I feel like I'm having some, it's not ever that bad where I think I need to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
So I just have like anxiety, but
just about.
I don't know. But we've both, Aaron and I have both been to the hospital at times in our lives because we think we're having a heart attack, but it's just anxiety. Because our heart's beating really fast. Well,
that was when I found out that I had anxiety. Was my dad brought me to the ER because he thought I was having a heart attack, but I was having a panic attack.
Oh, shit. What, was it caused by anything in particular, or did your thoughts just go crazy?
Life.
Yeah.
It was so weird. It was like in college, and I was home, and I was like, I'm dying. I'm dying. Hmm. And it's like my biggest fear is death. So I feel like that on top of the anxiety was just like, well.
Yeah.
This is it. Your biggest fear is being faced.
Mm-hmm. And then my doctor was like, no, you're fine. You're perfect.
I got my first anxiety attack. I haven't had a lot, but I had one when I was like 5 or 6.
Wow.
Yeah, it started early.
Holy crap.
I was like a prodigy for anxiety.
So what was it about? What was that? Yeah.
Was it like you dad forgot to put a Capri Sun in your lunch? What happened?
That's why I have them now.
What was the reason? Yeah.
No, actually, daddy wasn't there.
Oh, shit. You
guys know what song?
Change my underwear.
Yeah.
See, we can sing on this podcast.
They got it.
To take me to the fair.
Change my underwear.
It's the only lyric you know.
Daddy didn't care.
No, but it happened because... I have 3 older sisters, and my parents didn't really monitor the movies I watched.
Oh, boy. Like, Were you watching It?
No, I watched that as a kid.
Me too, and it couldn't shower for like 2 months with the curtain open.
Oh, right.
We're seeing the new one.
Or closed. No, we're not.
Yeah.
You are?
That'd be hilarious.
No, we're not.
Are you going to the premiere?
No, yep. I'm just going to see
it. Yeah,
one.
It's date.
It's date on the carpet.
They're having like... sorry to cut off your story, but sure. This is important. So when they, I think it was like the Superwoman movie, they like only let, there was like a
Wonder
premiere.
Woman?
Yeah, Wonder Woman, whatever.
Some woman.
Some bitch.
It was like only ladies were allowed to go to the like viewing, or they had like a women's only viewing party. So I think it's in Texas or something. A theater is having like clowns only viewing party for the It premiere. Oh, right.
So people who are like professional clowns, or just you dress up as a clown?
I think both. But then they're having like stations like makeups to get like your makeup touched up and like all of this stuff.
My God.
I'm going.
Horrifying. A lot of people are scared of clowns.
Yeah.
Even
primarily
like happy
because
clowns.
Of It, I bet.
Dude, that movie scared the fuck out of me. But the movie that gave me the anxiety attack. I saw Poltergeist, the original.
Poltergeist gave you anxiety?
When I was a little kid.
This little baby boy movie. What are you talking about? It's like, what part?
Doesn't stuff come out of the wall?
Here's what happened. I watched the movie. It scared me. But I wasn't like, I'm so scared of this movie. Then my sisters were like, you know that little girl in this movie? She died in real life. And I was like, she's my age. How did she die? And my sister just said, a disease. So then I was like, in my own head for like weeks, I was like, I'm dying. I have a disease.
Yeah, of course.
And I was like I had some calluses on my hand, even as a 5-year-old. I don't know. I was doing manual labor.
Some hard work.
Lifting.
Just jacking off. Yeah.
Started early with that, too. But I
also a prodigy.
A savant, a child savant of masturbating. But I look at calluses and be like, oh no, it's my disease. I'm dying. And then one day I just was in my yard playing with some toys. Started freaking out about it. Heart started racing. I couldn't breathe. I ran to my mom. I was like, I'm dying. And she was just like, shut the fuck up. Man up. Get back to work.
Oh, my God. You 5-year-old.
Yeah. Get back
build
to work.
Build those building blocks.
So crazy. So young.
I know. That is pretty young. But no, my mom was very comforting. And the way I got over it, I wish I could still do this as an adult. But it's not that simple anymore. My mom, we were about to drive to New Hampshire. And she was like, when we go over the Zagamore Bridge in Boston,
cool.
She was like, I want you to take all your bad thoughts and throw them off the bridge into the water.
Oh, my God.
Your what?
Your bad thoughts.
Oh, bad thoughts.
I can't believe we have to fly to Boston every time we're having bad thoughts so we can throw them over the bridge.
Yeah. I'd love to do that.
That's really good advice.
It worked. I like pictured like a gun. I threw it off. Pictured disease, threw it off.
Did it work?
Your dad threw
it off. It worked like instantly.
What good parenting. That is an example of good parenting.
Maybe we could do that at like the Silver Lake.
Reservoir.
Throw it into the lake.
When you're paddleboarding.
Yeah.
And then we can go to the mill after and get a coffee.
Oh, hell yeah. And then spike that anxiety right back up.
Oh, yeah.
Man, we talk about anxiety kind of a lot in this podcast. I just had an anxiety dream. I'll share.
Yeah.
I'll make it quick because dreams are typically pretty boring to hear about. But I just had a dream.
Unless I'm in them.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll throw you in.
Okay. And then she like wasn't there, but she was. Like, no, I was like, okay, I get it.
And then it became like an action movie kind of. And there was even a title screen. I forget what it said. All right, here's my dream. I had a dream that I was like in some random apartment. Jason Nash was there, actually.
Okay.
Oh, so was, a horror.
Yeah, it was a horror.
That gives me anxiety.
Yeah, it was just his nasally-ass voice and cackling laugh. just kidding. I love Jason. But in the dream, it was just known that I had to move home and give up on comedy. It was just a thing. I was like, well, guys, I have to leave.
Sad. Is it? Are you stressed about comedy right now? Like, maybe that's what triggered it.
Oh, that is what triggered it, for sure.
Trigger.
Trigger.
I wish that you could see, like, a flash. Trigger.
We'll put a trigger warning on this, just in case. Yeah. Trigger warning.
Trigger warning.
Trigger warning. You might get triggered by this.
Yep. How are you guys doing about... Because my... It was triggered by... Cut to like a year ago, Vine dying, and even since then, I took like 4 months off of like not trying to do social media. And the past 4 months, I guess, I've been back at it, and it's just not as easy as, you know, the Vine days. That was cray cray.
Well, yeah, Vine is so easy to, or was, I guess, so easy to to get followers. Like I mean, compared to YouTube, especially, like hitting 10,000, it could take like a day on Vine, but for YouTube, it's like it's just so different. It's very weird.
Whack. How's your YouTube going?
It's good. Fun. It's nice. I feel like we got lucky because we kind of started it before Vine was like, I mean, it was still dying, but it wasn't like a known, like, it's going away now.
Yeah, I remember
it was
you guys.
Dying for us.
It was dying for all of us.
You guys did the vining and driving thing that I was on, and it was, that. How long did you do that for before you just axed it?
It was like 15 episodes.
Yeah.
15 together, episodes. Maybe. And that was your first foray into YouTube.
Yeah. Okay. So we made a YouTube channel to do that.
Okay. And then you just like,
and
we're
then
like,
we were like, God, this is too much work.
We have to fucking drive.
Well, Collab like wanted it after we put an episode, after Brandon's episode.
Oh, yeah, with you. Yeah. We posted the very first episode with Brandon, and then Collab was like, make the show with us on our other channel.
I think, wasn't that the reason why it ended up like, you guys just axed it? Was because
we did like a 12 part series with them, and then it was our turn to just like do it again, and we just kind of were like, well, we don't have to make a video this week thing, and just got super lazy with it.
It kind of got old after like 12 in a row. I don't know. It's just like the same exact type of video. I don't know.
I remember the one that you guys did with Jason.
Oh my God, yes.
Jason, turn this off if you're listening.
We've talked about this with him a lot, though.
Yeah. I know it's completely resolved now, but I remember when I watched that, I don't know if I texted one of you or Jason, but I asked if it was real. I really was wondering if he was playing a character and you guys were like, okay, we're going to be dicks to you and you're going to like play this like
why?
Angry.
What happened?
Will you guys explain?
Well, okay, so... We asked Jason if he wanted to be on it, and
he was like, I saw your episode with Brent, or like said that he had watched it, but I really don't think that he did.
He didn't.
Yeah, so the whole thing...
He probably didn't.
The whole thing was like, we would have a guest in our car, and we would interview them, quote unquote, but it was really just about Aaron and I, and it was very narcissistic, and we always like made them do something for us. So it was a character, like... Mm-hmm. Like for Brandon, we made him like go get us coffee and like he messed up our order. So we got mad and then we just like dropped him off and made him Uber home.
Imagine like Between Two Ferns, but in a car and with social media people. That's what I kind of saw it as.
That's cool.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cute. With like cute. Sexy girls driving.
Yeah. With
hot ass chicks driving the car. Yeah.
Making
Aaron with the pink hair is so cute.
Yeah, Aaron.
And I remember Jason told me something about that. You know, did he get his feelings hurt or something?
He did. I was like, do you know what the show was about? And he's like, oh yeah, I watched Brandon's episode. Like, it's so funny. I want to do it. And so we picked him up and we thought it was really funny. Like, we filmed everything. And like, here's the thing.
He was going along with everything that we were doing and like included his own little bits.
Mm.
Yeah. And everyone made fun of Jason's age, like all the time on Vine. Like, cause we were friends with like David and everyone at the time back
who were like
then
12.
Too. Yeah. And like, I mean, it was just like a Vine thing where he was old. And so
it was a joke.
Yeah. So, but like when we did it, he got really, really offended. And I don't know if,
because we're women.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
No, I genuinely wonder why that is, though. Because he got... It's almost like he had never been made fun of that by anybody else before. Like, no one had made fun of him for that before. And you guys were the first ones. That's what it looked like. Like, it looked like that.
Yeah.
And haven't you guys recently done something with him where he was upset? what is the thing that you guys have with him? Like, what is this weird energy you guys have with him? Or what
wait,
the fuck is
wait,
it?
Wait, what, recently?
Wasn't it a thing of, like, I think Jason said it in his vlog of, like, you guys said, oh, you're doing a fruit roll-up thing or something, like a challenge or something, and he was eating fruit roll-ups, and you're like, Aaron, I think you said it. You're like, this should be easy for you since you're sucking David's dick all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that's, like, fine, but didn't Jason, like, get upset by that?
I don't think he got, actually. I mean, unless he told you something.
No. I just saw his thing.
Oh, no. I mean, we were just, like, laughing about it.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, he posted about it?
I think so.
He posted, like, a...
Exposing.
Exposing you guys.
My God.
The truth about Carly and Aaron.
So we did the vining and driving, and then we posted it, and we, like, texted him the link. And usually when we did it, like, the person would respond or, like, share it or do whatever, at least. And he never said anything about it.
Yeah.
And then he pulled us aside at a party and was just saying, like, how he thought it was very unfunny and, like, he was really upset.
How he thought he didn't know us as those kind of people. I feel like he thought we were being, like, genuinely mean and not, like, portraying these fake narcissistic girls. Oh, like, man. He thought that's, like, who we actually were.
Yeah.
But like, it was like crazy. But like, I was like, he was like, you're not the girl I met from Omaha. Like, I was like, wait, what? I was literally crying. Like,
you've changed.
At like King Batch's party, Carly's like bawling her eyes. I'm like, Jason Nash just yelled at me.
Oh, man. I've noticed, I love Jason. He knows we're good friends, but whenever I bust his balls, make fun of him, he doesn't handle it very well.
It's weird. I wish he was here so we could talk to
him. Well, how do you make fun of him though? Specifically?
Just like, I don't know. Say anything.
As Jason or just as me? Like, what do you mean?
We're role playing now.
Just say anything, and I'll make fun of you.
Hey, I got a new pillow from Bed Bath and Beyond. And
holy
it's really,
shit, that's boring. Like I do, like cut him off and just be a dick.
Yeah,
but he's like, I don't know.
Does he act? Does he really act that way?
Not like
I bust his balls all the time. He doesn't.
Not like genuinely hurt. It's just he doesn't. Yeah. Maybe my delivery doesn't make him laugh. And
sure,
yours does.
I don't know.
But anyways,
I think we all should just, you know, be nice to each other, you know?
Be more sensitive.
No. We're all that's a thing, too. We all just, like, mess with each other. Yeah, so
yeah, like, that would be, if it was, like, somebody else, I would have said that to them. But Jason just so happened to, like, be the one, and it, like, worked perfectly.
Yeah.
But, like, I would have said it to, like, Scott or Todd, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not like I was, like, singling Jason out. Now I feel bad if he said something.
No, he didn't say anything. He didn't say anything to me personally. Okay. I think I just saw a video where he was mentioning it.
Link me.
Yeah. No, I watched it. It was fine. Oh. He was just saying, like, what happened, and he was laughing.
Oh, okay.
But
now I'm, like, worried. I'm, like, I genuinely think Jason is, like, the funniest one out of all of
us. We are
so
obsessed with Jason.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, when Carly and I get alone time with Jason, we're genuinely excited.
Yeah.
Like, we were in Vegas. We were like, oh, we can't wait to hang out with we're going to Vegas. We're like, we can't wait to hang out with Jason for the weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, he's just funny to be around. He's so quick, too. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so nice.
Yeah.
He's the life of the party. He is so nice. And David's brought it up in vlogs. Like, stop bullshitting everybody. You're not nice all the time. Something
he
like that,
is.
Right?
It's so funny because when Jason is being, like... bullied in David's vlogs, and then people see him in ours, they're like, oh my God, it's so nice to see this side of Jason. Like, he's such a nice person.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, he is.
So you guys do the vlogs. I haven't watched a ton of anybody's YouTube, but what's your style, dude? Vlog, David Dobrik vlog style, or like sit down?
No,
and talk?
Ours are pretty much just like on the go, whatever we want.
Yeah.
Like, we never really... Like, David's are more thought out and planned.
Mm-hmm.
And ours are like, let's go get coffee.
Okay.
But you watch us drink coffee.
Yeah.
But you do, like, we'll show your life type of stuff.
Yeah. We do two of those a week, and then we do one video where it's, like, a YouTube video where it's, like, I'm doing a whatever
watch
challenge.
Watch me chug this Arizona iced tea in 3 seconds.
Yeah.
Right,
right. Yeah. Do you guys show your cat? You have a cat?
Yeah, Whitey.
No, Whitey.
They're going to say cans. You guys show
Whitey.
Your cans.
Show your cans. Yeah, we're demonetized
now. That one time and we got really good views.
Yeah, give the people what they want, man. But you have a cat and do you record the cat?
Yeah, well, so she's my boyfriend's cat, but he's out of town a lot, so she'll come and stay with us.
Mm-hmm. Like, but then she'll stay for weeks and we're like,
it's
our cat
like
now.
Such a process getting her like to our apartment, back to his apartment. So sometimes we're just like, we'll keep her for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then you can have her back.
Okay.
But she's in the videos a lot and people love her. They'll send us like fan art of Whitey. And she's just this like massive loaf of bread. And people are just like, tag who you are. I'm Whitey.
That's funny. Ralph, my cat Ralph, got sent free merch on Snapchat. It was like a cat company. It was like, we love Ralph. We'd love to send her some catnip.
Get wait, same. What's the company?
Ooh, I forget.
It was like, we got it too. Did it look like weed?
There was one bag, baggy.
But it was a baggy.
She got a bunch of like cat toys.
Oh, fun.
We got one. They were like, we heard Whitey needs some exercise. Here's some catnip. And they sent two or three jars of catnip. And she went psychotic.
We've never seen her move so much. Yeah. Like, get up. It was weird.
But before we gave it to her.
Cocaine in the catnip? What was it?
Probably.
Must have been.
Speed?
Like, we opened the bottle and she was like literally going psycho. She fell off the couch. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah.
You won't believe what happens next.
Tune into our blog.
Don't tell us.
Like, I don't care.
Don't tell us. What I was going to ask, and I don't know if this is a touchy subject for you guys, but I know that you had a dog.
Oh, yeah.
You had a dog. Is this... Can I not talk about this?
No, you can talk about it. It's fine.
What happened to the
dog?
Tell
the people.
No, I'm genuinely curious.
My boyfriend actually got me the dog for my birthday, and then we had her for like between two and three weeks. And like with our schedules and me, I travel all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she was only 11 weeks old. We couldn't bring her outside yet for like another month or two.
Yeah.
Because she never shots or anything.
Mm.
And for me, it was really hard to imagine like bringing the dog to different people's houses like once a month when she's like still a baby and like not even adjusted to one home yet. And then like
when you go out of town, you mean?
Yeah, like when I go out of town. Yeah. Being like, okay, here, you take her. Like, you take her. It's just like so unfair to the dog.
Mm.
And then like our schedule, we just are like out and about all the time. And I didn't want to be the kind of dog owner that like just raised their dog in a crate.
Yeah.
So I went.
So you... killed it.
Yeah, you killed the dog.
Yeah, threw her out.
You shot the dog because it wasn't getting you guys views.
No, I would never do that. It was really, really hard. I was like torn up for like a week, like crying. Like,
she was like sobbing, giving the dog. We took her back to the
woman. Her husband was a vet, so he was able to like rehome her right away, which was good. Oh, but Jesus. I was just like, I need to just like do it now before like I literally was in love with the dog.
Yeah.
It was a learning experience for sure. I think it's one of those things where you like, oh, it'll be fine. Like, we'll figure it out. But then it's like, fuck. Like, it's like a lot more.
Especially right now. Like, there's like, we go out of town sometimes. And then like, I'm going out of town on my own. It's just like, I can't even imagine like putting a dog through me being gone at such a young age. It's just, she deserves better than that. You know what I mean?
That was nice of you.
Yeah.
It must have been hard.
It was very, very hard.
Getting a dog is one of the dumbest things to ever do, ever. It's so stupid.
You
idiot. No, I'm not saying. No. I understand why everyone does it. I've done it before because it's like, oh, cute thing that is so adorable and loves me. Like, I'm going to get it and raise it. But then when you're in it, you're like, I got to fucking clean up everything about it. It has to sleep with me. It has to, like, ultimately, I'm like, dude, just your own space. Like, I just feel like you're too clingy. Like, and then, like what you're saying, you get busy and you can't take care of it. Like, anybody in LA, I don't know how anyone in LA has a dog, like, at all.
Well, or like a puppy. If you have like a puppy, dog,
but they have dog sitters.
Fine. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, why even have a dog if you're just going to get a sitter for it? So that's why I think it's smart to have a cat like Whitey and Ralph, because cats don't give a shit about you.
No.
Really.
No, they just kind of.
No, they do, but it's more of like a passive, like, stoner roommate that just like sleeps on the couch.
See, the good thing about Whitey is she's like actually a dog. Like, she'll literally like you walk in the house, she'll like look at you because she can't get up because she's so fat.
Yeah.
But she looks at you like, oh, please come here. I want to lick you. So like, you go over to her and she'll like literally like lick your arms, lick your hand, and greet you like a dog would like run up to you at the door.
Yeah.
And she barks when people knock the door.
Yeah. She's a person. It's so weird. And I never used to be a cat person, and then I met Whitey, and she like turned me back on to cats in a sexual way.
Yeah. You fuck your cat. That's what you're saying.
Nice. And we're back on sex talk.
We fuck Ralph all the time.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Listeners can't
Ralph
see it, but
Ralph is really sweet.
Yeah. She is a good.
She's pretty fat too. Not as big as Whitey. Pretty fat.
Ralph is just circling around to everybody, being super sweet. But this is her way of getting food. She's hunting right now.
Whitey just screams. She like actually screams, and she loves eating food. She just has a feeder that's automatic.
Yeah, so does Ralph.
So she's pretty good about like getting food when she needs to, but when she doesn't, she just shoves her paw up there and takes it out herself, which is why she's probably so large.
Yeah,
I've had a bunch of cats in my life. Had a cat named George, cat named Barney, Phil. my friend Adam and I, we had a place. When we were in college, we had an apartment in Boston. During a snowstorm, we found a kitten in a snowbank.
Oh, wow.
And then
Ralph.
We weren't able to keep it, so we gave it to a family. But for like the 2 weeks that we had it, we're like, what should we name him?
Oh.
And then I was like, let's name him something controversial.
So what was it? What'd
you name? We named him Gay Marriage.
Cute. Hi, Gay Marriage. It's so cute, Gay Marriage.
Come here, Gay Marriage.
Come here, Gay Marriage. Oh, hi, Ralph.
How are you? So I want to ask you questions about YouTube.
Yes, go for it.
Now,
we might not know the answer.
I started. I'm going to make it about myself.
All right. Yeah, okay, of course. Yeah.
So I started doing vlogs, and then I realized this is really difficult because I live alone and none of my friends want to make vlogs. So then I stopped. But now I'm thinking, should I do other style of vlogs? What's your favorite thing to do on YouTube?
God, I don't know. I mean, obviously we like doing vlogs because that's...
You guys have each other, though. I have
right.
Ralph.
Yeah, that'd be hard to do. She's licking the table.
She's literally just licking the table.
I feel like vlogs are hard to do on your own, but people
like
do
syrup
it.
Syrup on it that she's just licking off.
Lick me instead.
But I feel like with that, you have to be like, okay, I have to go here today. I have to go there. Yeah. Like what David does. David is like psycho about it.
Like vlogging is his life. He should just get that tattooed across his face. Like vlogging is my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. He's always going.
Yeah.
I tried to... like do the vlogs, but then I was like, fuck, I'm alone.
Do you like doing them or what do you like to do?
it starts to do a therapy session.
Yeah.
What do you like to do?
What is your goal?
Yeah. I like to just sit down, hang out.
Do sit down videos.
Watch Netflix.
Any good shows?
It's like Twitch, but you're watching Netflix.
This just turns into like,
I'm like
what
looking
are some
for
good
some new TV to watch.
Have you seen Ozark?
No, I watched like the first episode.
First episode is the best one.
What?
I don't love the show, but it was good. I just started watching Ballers.
How is that? That's with The Rock?
I like it a lot, actually. Yeah.
Interesting.
It's The Rock in the one of 8 million things that he's in.
Yeah, dude.
I'm kind of getting, every time I see The Rock, I just get upset.
Mad.
Just because I'm like, I'm never going to be The Rock. I just think that. I'm just like,
I will
never
be The Rock.
I'll never be him, ever.
There's a quote by Theodore Roosevelt.
No.
It states, comparison is the thief of joy. So
he hadn't met The Rock yet.
Well, you've never smelled what The Rock is cooking. But I try to think of that because I'll see like people's Instagram, like social media shit. It's like, wow, that video did really well. Fuck, my video didn't do that good.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's so crazy how it'll work. Like our videos get between like 100 and 200,000 views. Like,
or even like below.
Yeah. And then we posted one like with a hair dye clickbait. And it did like so well because people love watching that
makeup
stuff on YouTube.
Shit.
So maybe just dye your hair.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's funny.
Put do on something in like areas.
And watch how it works. It's bizarre.
Are you guys... So YouTubers took a hit with the whole monetization thing.
Yeah.
Did you guys take a hit?
Yeah.
I feel like a little bit, but it's not as bad as like what everyone else
definitely
is experiencing, but I don't know. Well, like, actually, probably because we started doing 3 videos a week, and then it went down.
No,
still,
we totally took a hit.
Yeah,
but it's like everyone was making like so much money, and like we've always kind of just like
not made that much money at all. So it wasn't as big of a hit, maybe.
Yes, but still, it's like our money's not going up either.
Yeah.
Okay, so you didn't like suddenly stop making money.
No,
no,
okay, that's good.
It never went down to zero.
Not yet.
It hasn't gotten that bad.
Close.
Yet.
Please, we're spread $2 right now, so we split that every month.
Nice.
Yeah,
it's funny when
we split it. So
when I started my YouTube channel, I was making like $6 a month.
Yeah,
and I was like, "Fuck yeah, dude, we're doing it!
Yeah. It's fresh, baby."
Okay,
get
wait.
A Big Mac meal.
So I want to go back. We're gonna go back now.
Take us back
before any of this shit. Before even
before
buying
Christ.
Even.
Wait,
before Christ.
Wait,
BC.
Time out.
Before V. BB.
Should we all do rewind sound effects at the same time?
Ready?
All right, let's take it back. Rewind.
So yeah, I'm gonna jump off the bridge because all my anxiety or whatever.
And then somebody texts me, "You got to watch this Vine." You're like, "What's Vine?" Then you watch it, you're like, "Reason
Whoa.
To Live." And you just got off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
we went
seriously.
Back too far.
But Carly, I knew you first through Vine because there's this girl named Allie Dawn or something.
Allie Dawn.
I'm a pube was her name
I'm
on
a
Vine.
Yeah.
I'm
a
pube. And she revined one of yours, and I was like, this girl's really funny, and I followed
thanks.
You. And then, like, from there, you kind of always, like, stayed the same, and I mean that as a massive compliment.
Oh,
like, you always...
That's why I never grew, though.
You're basic.
No, like, your style. Like, it was always the same.
Yeah.
Like, you were doing, like, the selfie... vines before people, that was even a popular thing to do.
Yeah, and, that's true, I guess. Well, no, I feel like everyone started that way, though.
You had to.
So everyone just was kind of doing that. Yeah. I just never really went to skits because, first of all, I didn't have anybody. Like, I lived in Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah.
And when I did them, I felt, like, so cheesy. But, like, other, like, you guys did them and it was, like, good. But I couldn't execute that.
Sure.
I feel like.
Yeah, well, I remember you started to, like, collab with, like, Jason and, like, Elton.
Yeah, when I visited.
Yeah, when you visited.
When I first ever visited.
Yeah, and so I just remember you, like, doing that. And then I don't know how I met you, Aaron, but you were on Vine when Carly was, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you started on there, and Carly, you were working at a Target.
Yes.
Is that why your hair is red?
Shut up, Brandon.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Every day. Like, yes, my hair, I love my job so much. My hair's
having PTSD. She misses Target.
I'm sorry.
Why do you think she was there last night? She needs her weekly fix.
I was actually the one dressed up as an employee.
Yeah. You were working at Target.
Yes.
You were, Aaron, you were working.
I just graduated college. I was nannying.
You're nannying.
Mm-hmm.
Watching other people's kids.
Yes.
Okay.
No, she was a grandmother.
She was watching her kids. I was watching my children.
You guys met through Vine?
We met through Christian Mangle.
BlackPeopleMeet.com?
Yes.
Yeah. You met on Black People Meet, and then you decided, like, you know, this is going to be something that's really fruitful.
Special.
And they were like, oh my God, you're a Viner?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, holy shit.
Yeah.
What are the odds?
You guys are like, we can monetize this.
No, didn't even think that, honestly. No. Like, we just were visiting a few years ago, and we're like, let's just move in together with Ariel, our friend Ariel, who was also on Vine.
Well, we came here to visit to look for apartments.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know Ariel.
But then we didn't look at apartments.
But we ended up just coming here a few months later, staying at an Airbnb, the three of us, and just searched for places and found one, and that's what happened.
Now you're here.
That was still, like, Vine was still... Relevant. Like, we were doing it every day, all that. And then I think, like, maybe a year later, it started kind of going away.
Okay. And what do you guys, like, now that that's, like, gone, do you, like, are you kind of glad that it's gone?
Or,
like,
no, I love, no, I
miss
it.
It's nice to just, like, scroll in bed.
Yeah. That's like the only thing I miss.
I really miss it. I was honestly thinking that people would still do, like, little Vine cameras as opposed to Twitter.
Oh,
people who did it every day, like, I don't know, like, even Cody, because Cody was so easy just to, like, film. I don't know. People like that, I thought they would still be posting. So I'm kind of sad that they don't. But.
Well, it's because they're not going to, like, get anything from it. Like, it's not going to, like, help
Well, but
them
if it went,
anyway.
Like, viral on Twitter or something, I don't know. But I guess it's just not.
It's not the same.
Well, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I always posted Vines for the art and to express myself.
Right, right.
That's why I would put a shitload of lipstick on my face, because I wanted to.
Yeah, avant-garde Viner.
Because I was being my true self.
Had nothing to do with separating myself from the pack. I really just wanted to cake myself with lipstick color. I used to do that character, Alex. Like, hey, it's Alex. How are you? Happy Easter. That's when I learned how difficult it is to take lipstick off of your face.
Yikes. That's why I don't wear it.
And I'm I don't know how hard it is. I've never worn lipstick.
Dude, I did a YouTube video with Collab where they put red makeup all over my face. I played Satan. It was never posted, so.
Oh, good.
Grateful.
Like, thanks.
That's grateful
for
that.
Thanks for all this makeup all over my face.
God.
And I didn't know how to take makeup off, even after all these years. So I was using, like, rubbing alcohol on my face. And then my girlfriend at the time is like, what are you doing?
Rubbing
oh
alcohol?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I like
your skin just falls off.
Yeah, but I was, like, ripping my skin off. So I had, like, red marks all over my face. That was the night of the collab, Thanksgiving
Two-face.
Party.
Yeah. Jesus.
But so you guys are sad Vine is gone. I'm sad it's gone, too.
Yeah. On the Rise was the best, too. Like, those were the funniest. Just, like, it was always people who didn't mean to, like, make a funny Vine, really. I mean, maybe
something funny just, like, happened.
Yeah. Or, like, a clip from a show that's just, like, so out there. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was the best.
That's what Vine was becoming. It was becoming, like, just a place for, like, little viral videos.
Like, America's funniest videos.
Yeah.
In 6 seconds.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just, like, Viners, which when it was happening, I was like, fuck, oh, no, we're going down. But now I, like, wish it was still a thing, because then Vine...
I know.
Yeah.
Vine might be still here.
Yeah, it was weird because it kind of connected all of us with, like, actual celebrities. Like, Brendan Urie was on Vine and, like, collabed with Viners and, like, Simon Rex.
Yeah.
Josh Peck.
Drake Bell.
Drake Bell still,
Kevin Hart.
Really?
In the beginning, he made a single Vine.
Kevin Hart is all about social media people.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, he is. He knows.
He does. Mm-hmm.
He knows it's the future.
He's smart. Yeah.
So, and then you guys are just like... Because you stopped Vining even when it was around, and then you just started to do the vining and driving thing.
Yeah.
Then, well, we were still vining. It just wasn't as like, I don't know. I just never had ideas. So I didn't really post it, but I was still on it all the time.
Yeah. And did you guys start vlogging when David did, or did you guys start vlogging after?
It's funny because we actually called him out on this, like as a joke.
Yeah.
He always said that Scott and Zane started like first after him, but we actually made a vlog like maybe a year or half a year before he did like an emo night vlog, right? We just like filmed, and it was the worst vlog ever. Like we just went to Omaha and like it wasn't anything we were going to post, but it was just like, let's vlog it and put it together. And it's so bad.
Yeah.
So we did that.
So you guys were the trailblazers and, and David stole.
Yeah, we told him that. And really,
David Dobrik stole our content.
He stole your guys' idea.
He was like, you posted one that long ago. I was like, well, we never posted it. He's like, oh, well, like how was I supposed to know? But yeah, we kind of, after he started doing it, we're like, oh, like that's awesome. I feel like David's the first person who really started doing funny vlogs because... feel before that it was just YouTubers being like, this is what I'm eating today.
Yeah.
Going here now. And he's really like quick and makes characters and skits, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And then everyone started. I remember the first, I think Zane started right after David or a bit.
Hey,
after
what's
David.
Up with Zane?
So it's him and Gabby have the same voice is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up with Gabby? Oh my god, like that ass, I really need that in my life.
That's Gabby. Here's Zane.
Dude, let's go.
Wait.
It's so bad. But I feel like Gabby, I have her, like, rhythm.
Like, deadass, I need that in my life.
Yeah, no, 100%.
The voice isn't good, but.
Not as dramatic.
Yeah.
Man, I should fucking start doing YouTube. Here's my problem. I don't know what to fucking focus on.
I know. It's hard. It's hard to find something, honestly. I started doing, I did YouTube, like, almost the beginning of Vine too. Like I had a channel and like made like Gabby show videos and it was just like, this is dumb. Like I don't want to do this.
Like the confessional, like, hey guys, I'm going to say something on camera. That's right there in front of me.
Yep.
Like a story.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Stuff like that.
Story
time. Story time.
Yeah.
You know, what's so funny is that's like, I find it funny that like stand up comedians do that in their sets for like, they've been doing that since the 50s. And then like now it's just like, it's actually called story time.
Yeah.
Like it's now, it's like called something.
Like a kid's
thing. That's like what people, they put a computer in front of their kids before bed and just like hit play.
Yeah.
Hey guys, welcome back to story time.
And the kid's just drinking
like
Mountain Dew.
Tana.
And,
oh God.
Taking Adderall.
I had thought about doing just show videos of my cat and like kind of do like a meditation, like, Ralph is my cat. She's jumping on the couch. You think I should got this?
You should do. Yeah. We were going to do one with Whitey. It was like petting my cat for 8 minutes. Like maybe just stuff like that. Like watch my cat do this for 8 minutes. And I feel
it
like
be
it
relaxing.
Might, and I feel like that might be like a meme. Like a, not a meme, but like something that people are like, what is this? Like
exactly.
Literally is cat for 8 minutes doing different things.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted my Vine channel to be at first. It was it shows Rydune because I didn't want my real name out there in case I got a job. And I also wanted people to stumble upon it and be like, what the fuck is this? But then Vine became like people's real names and like actual personalities. So I was like, oh, fuck, how do I be myself?
Yeah.
But I want to know like more about you guys. Like,
oh my God.
Want to know about your past.
Can I go to the bathroom first?
Yeah.
But are we taking a BRB?
Sure.
A BRB?
A bathroom break.
We usually keep recording. Oh.
I've never heard that before.
Okay, BRB. They're going to keep recording.
You can tell. You can talk all about me if you want.
Okay, I'll take... Whoa!
Ooh, both mics.
Oh, my God.
How does it sound? I have two mics.
Is it just white noise?
You know, you can't tell it's two mics.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You can't tell that it's two mics? What about now?
If someone's high listening to this, they're going to be freaking out.
Will it, like, work in different headphones?
No. So.
Oh.
But,
it's me, Carly. Hey, guys, it's me, Carly. I have pink hair. LOL.
Erin.
Yes.
Erin Guilfoyle.
Yes.
You grew up in Massachusetts, right?
I did.
What town?
Oh, God, you're going to get all my stalkers. I grew up in Ashland, Massachusetts. It was a small town just located 30 minutes outside of Boston.
And that's where the marathon starts, right?
Hopkinton.
Oh.
The town next to me, which is equally as small, our rival town.
Oh.
The Hillers, the Hopkinton Hillers. That's their mascot.
And now?
A hill.
What, like, did you always want to be an entertainer?
No, I didn't. I had no idea that this would be my life.
Holding two microphones
Holding
on a podcast.
Holding two microphones, sitting in a man's apartment, staring at his cat.
With two mics in your hand.
Yeah. All I need is two mics.
All I need is two mics.
No, I didn't. I just started vining, and then I like my channel grew and I was like, oh, this is fun. I don't know. It was just like an outlet to like be myself and be weird. And yeah. then people liked it. And I was like, why?
Right. Yeah. Isn't that weird?
But you're like, I'll keep going.
And here we are.
And here we are. And we're all just fucking killing it. We're
do you want this back?
A-list celebrities.
She's like, no, you keep it.
A-plus list.
Yeah. 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 It's so funny when Viner started to get famous.
Oh,
a lot of them are like, dude, I'm a celebrity. Dude, I'm legit.
Really?
Who
really?
Said that?
I mean,
I feel like they didn't say it, but they acted like it.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like that was worse.
Oh, I was going to say, because you guys are friends with like big Viners. I don't think I was really friends with like the big, like Batch and literal top ones.
Yeah.
Are they actually, did they say things like that?
I know one dude, I won't say his name, but.
Spill the tea.
I know who you're talking about, and I'm going to say his name.
Who?
Just like sign
I think. Wait, describe more.
All right, fine. I'll just.
Rudy Mancuso? Right.
Oh, whoa. He's gone Hollywood.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Really? What's he even doing? Does he hang out with the Paul brothers? He seems like he would.
He opens for Justin Bieber on his tour by playing piano. No, he just plays piano and plays. You know the vines that he did where he played like a bunch of instruments?
Wait, he does?
No, yeah, he does that. Yeah.
No, he did one date in Brazil.
Oh, I thought he's continuing to do that.
Oh, does he live in Brazil?
No, he does not live in Brazil.
Where are that's awesome, though.
Yeah,
that's
cool. It is cool.
He's a super talented dude, but my story was about Curtis Lapore.
Oh, he hangs out with Jake Paul.
Yeah. It was just a small little moment. He was dating Jesse Smiles at the time.
Oh, yeah.
So back in the day.
She's a baby now.
Yeah.
I know. I saw that.
A little baby.
Mm.
Curtis just said one thing. He was just like, something negative was said. And he said, like, whatever, dude, my girlfriend's famous.
Oh, boy.
Who, Jesse?
Yeah. So I was like,
I don't like when people do stuff like that.
Yeah, no.
It's what? Really stupid.
Like what?
Aren't humble.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, like when they're, Curtis is like, he's always been that way. Like when I first met Curtis, it was like he came to my house and he was talking about this girl, Jesse Smile. He was like, dude, this girl, Jesse Smile, this is going to be huge, man. I'm going to meet her. I'm pretty sure he said, I'm going to make her my girlfriend.
Before they were dating.
Yeah. This was before any of that. And like, he was like, she's going to be huge, man. And like, I think she's going to be with me because I'm going to meet her pretty soon. And I was just like, me and his friend Chris, who he doesn't hang around with anymore because he doesn't have numbers, is like, he's just like, he was like, oh, okay, man. Like, he was just like, oh, yeah, it's just Curtis. And I was in the same boat. But then they do a meetup in a month after that in New York that had like 30,000 people there.
That was insane.
Yeah.
And I just thought, like, Jesus Christ.
She said yes.
Yeah.
The most iconic vine of all time.
Yeah.
A modern day Titanic.
I was there, y'all.
Really?
I was there. Nicholas McGallis was there.
No.
Oh.
Adam, I was at the one in Boston.
Adam Richman, Man vs. Food, was there.
Really? That's so weird. I looked that up like last week to see if he was alive because I haven't like seen anything about him in such a long time.
If food like took him over,
defeated him. He stopped doing the show like 5 years ago and they revived it this year.
It's called Man Finds Food now, right?
Can you believe that?
Man goes to the gym.
Can you believe it?
Can you even believe it? He finds food and makes other people eat it because he has like a heart condition.
Man versus diabetes.
It said that he works out 2 times a day.
Oh, wow.
I got really into it. We don't need to keep talking about this.
Dude, I haven't seen him. I have a quick story about Adam Richman. I think it was the weekend of the Curtis and Jesse meetup.
Why was he there in the first place?
He loved Vine.
Really?
And I think he wanted to tap into our young fan base, too.
Got it.
I'm sure that was part of it. But he's a really good guy.
Yeah. He seemed super nice.
There was one night where I like didn't have a place to stay, and I was still like broke because I wasn't making any money from anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have a place to stay. I was going to stay at Jerome Jarre's place, but it didn't work out. So I was like, fuck.
What's he doing? These names.
Right?
Bringing me back.
I was on the streets of New York. It was like 10 p.m. And I was like, I might have to sleep on the sidewalk tonight.
No. Oh, my God. Homeless.
Then I texted Adam Richman. And I was like, this is going to be weird. But I texted him. I was like, hey, dude, can I stay at your place? He was just like, yeah, sure.
Wow.
So nice.
So then I hung out with Adam. All of a sudden, I find myself in Man vs. Food's apartment. I'm like, what's happening?
He's like, do you want 50 pounds of nachos?
I guess.
Or 300 chicken tenders?
Dude, that dude can talk.
Really?
Ooh, dude, yeah. He talks a shitload. He's super smart, and he's good at accents.
That's probably why he's so good at eating.
Right? It's the only time he doesn't talk. It's like a good break
for him. Some of those foods he ate looked awesome.
Yeah, dude.
What a cool job. I'm just going to go eat food.
I was just pitching a show with a production company, about hangover food. And it was going to be like, I'm Ryan Dune, I'm a stand-up comedian, I travel the country, and I party with fans, and then I get eat hangover food.
That's awesome.
Would it be called hangover food?
I won't say the name of it, because maybe we're still shopping it around.
We should specify that. Ralph just jumped on Rye's lap. That's why she went, just to make sure.
I think maybe she's comforting you, because she heard you talking about how you were stranded on the streets of New York.
Yeah.
Rye, don't be sad.
Sleep with me.
Oh, she's so sweet.
What were we just talking about? Adverse food?
Huh?
Oh, your show that...
Oh, yeah.
I'm naming.
I don't think it's getting picked up.
Mm. Oh.
It should be. There was one network who was like, we love it. We love the concept. Love the sizzle reel. We love Rye. But we have to cast shows that are more ethnically balanced.
Ugh, yeah. Come on.
Just because I'm a straight white male, you know.
Just dress up as Kathy.
Just put on blackface. Just do blackface.
That's what I said. I said to the network, I was like, dudes, I will do blackface.
And they didn't like that?
They didn't.
What's the deal?
They didn't gravitate towards that?
They're like, we love your edginess, but.
That's but no.
But not your race.
Just dress up as an emo teen.
Right? I should. Dude, I never know what's cool. Like, I'm 33. I've never known what's cool.
I feel like I'm 33.
Is that cool? Oh, what the fuck is that supposed to mean?
I feel like I'm your age.
I feel like I'm 33.
How old are you guys?
26.
17.
Right. Carly's older than I am.
She always says that. How many months?
Like three.
I literally just counted on my fingers from March to June.
I honestly had to think about when I was even born.
Ooh, who's March?
Me.
So am I, March 14th.
21st.
Pisces?
Literally 1 week later, Aries.
I don't know what that means. The two signs fight to the death.
So close.
One live on a pod that you can't see, so you can just hear it.
Mm-hmm. That'll be good ASMR. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Killing.
That's a thing. Whoa. That's a trend thing that's happening now. So you're getting up to date.
ASMR?
You're getting up to date with what's happening now.
Oh my God.
Should we put that on the list of things to ask our moms?
Yeah, ASMR. That's good.
Do you guys maybe want to help us out?
With what?
Yeah, that'd be maybe fun to talk about.
We're doing a video. So we did this video like on Mother's Day where we called our moms and we asked them what they thought like internet slang. Like bay, ship, you know, turnt. All the stupid fucking words.
Bay?
Bay.
Oh.
He's like, Ryan. Maybe we'll do it to Ryan.
Yeah, we just call Ryan instead. So we're going to do like a part two because it was,
quiz me.
Quiz you.
I'm the old guy here.
Do you have the old list still?
Yeah, I did. Did it update?
I have to Google acronyms
all
the time.
It didn't update.
Well, we're going to ask our moms what Team 10 is. Like, I feel like my mom will know. My mom's like so into all this stuff. Her Twitter is literally a meme account, which I don't.
Yeah, it's really. She's
like, she didn't know how to use anything like 3 months ago. So I don't know how she's figuring out how to like save photos, post them to Twitter. Like literally writes a funny caption. I'm just like,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
She's literally in her 50s.
Is it all like super mom stuff? Like when the caravan. No,
it's like pretty funny, actually. I'm like, is dad doing this for you? I don't know.
Because men are funnier than women, right?
I feel like you would know all of the ones we first did to our moms.
I mean, yeah, probably. Try me. We'll do a speed round.
Selfie.
I know what that
DM.
Is. Direct
we
message.
Said, we did DM. My mom said, yeah, district manager.
That was so funny.
They're just so ridiculous. Then we did bay, slay, turnt, fleek.
Do you know what stan means?
I just had to tweet about it. I didn't feel like Googling, so I was like, I'll just ask what stan means. Yeah, it means like you're a big fan of somebody based on
Eminem.
The Eminem song.
Stan.
My mom said, yeah, stan the man.
Uh-huh.
She's very... very into the internet.
Wait, Stan the Man.
It's based off that Eminem song?
Stan, you know like how...
Yeah, the ending of that song is he kills his girlfriend and kills himself by driving into the lake.
It's just like saying that you have like someone who admires you so much.
Yeah, but they're calling themselves Stans.
Like, oh my God, I will literally
die
for this person.
So they all drive into the lake.
Oh, okay. So they're... Okay, that's good.
So like, right. I love Carly, jumps off a bridge.
Yeah.
So when everyone says...
Stans.
So if anybody ever says like, I stan you, I should say... Don't do it. Just so
don't
they
stand.
Don't. Yeah, don't stand me, please.
So this is the list we have now, if you guys can think of anything. So we have clout, shooketh, quaking, daddy, dab on the haters.
Oh, yeah.
Classic.
Team 10, woke, thick, clickbait, use literally me in a sentence,
and
then
tea.
What's tea?
Like spill the tea.
Oh, okay. What's thick? Just thick?
Thick means like...
Like, damn, she's thick.
Yeah.
She's a girl with a
thick,
fat ass.
But it's like T-H-I-C-C. Also, I obviously had to like look up the definitions. It said that you can pronounce it tick.
What?
Yeah. That's bullshit.
That girl is tick.
Tick. That's bullshit. She tick as fuck.
She tick?
That sounds...
But that's what I say. Thick or tick?
Which one?
Were you guys around for a fat PHAT?
Yeah.
No, we weren't born yet.
Wait, I was just talking about this yesterday.
Baby fat.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. That means pretty hot and tempting.
Like PHAT.
Yeah.
I had fat farms.
Me too.
Oh, yeah. Fat farm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You remember fat farm, right, Brandy?
No, what's fat farm?
It was just a pretty hot and tempting farm that
they were like
killed dogs.
Gangster shoes.
Did you say they killed dogs?
Yeah, so the farm your dogs go to.
It's like, this is a fat farm.
Yo, this farm is fat.
We take Whitey there.
Yeah,
fat
literally.
As fuck. Whatever happened to Thought? That didn't last very long.
Oh,
I don't know.
I hear it sometimes, but
sexist. Yeah.
I feel like Bay is gone too.
Yeah,
Bay is kind of gone.
Do you got a Bay?
Now it's what's the other one that I heard recently that was like? Snack.
What?
Snack?
Snack's new
Yes, you're right.
Yeah,
it's a new one, Brandon. We'll add it to the list.
What does that mean, though?
Snack means you want to eat someone completely. You
like
want to eat,
like
eat
so
them.
Cute,
so a cannibal.
Yeah, cannibalism. That's what it means.
Or
like,
is it like
so
he's
weird.
So hot, he's a snack?
You have
I guess. You're like a little snack. It's like, that's so creepy to me. It just gets creepier and creepier,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm.
All these slang words to like describe that, oh, you're my crush. It's like, no, you're my snack.
You're my snack.
So weird.
Like, you could literally turn any word into something that means something completely different.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was saying. Like, you take something that's...
Oh, you my Arizona iced tea, boo.
It'll be a thing. Give it a year.
Yeah. Come back
tweet
to this podcast. To know where it originated from.
Everyone tag your Arizona iced tea.
God.
Tag your Reese's Pieces. There's only one way to eat a Reese's.
Yum.
Tag your hot tamale.
Snack it.
Yum.
Yeah. I think one of the creepiest ones is Daddy.
Oh, so creepy.
Daddy's weird.
Especially because so many like young children call their dads Daddy.
You know what?
Or like Elijah.
Yeah.
Call Elijah Daddy.
I have three older sisters, age 35 and up. And
still call your dad daddy.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it really freaks me out when people do that. You can tell. I hope they're listening.
Yeah.
Stop.
I've been joking about it on stage. Someone to like, I have three little sisters, and they ask me how daddy's doing. Like, Kate will call me. He's like, Rye, have you talked to daddy? What's daddy up to? I was like, the way you're wording it sounds like he's up molesting you. It's like, don't say
do
that.
Do you help?
I feel like a lot of people in the South who are like older still call their dad daddy.
Yeah.
But, like, not in, like, a sexual way.
Dude, I had to break, because I used to call him daddy, because it was, like, what my family did.
Yeah.
And I kept on doing it too late into my life, but I wasn't comfortable calling him dad.
He's, like, too late, as in, like, last week. I was still calling him daddy up until last week.
So I just started being like, hey, until I got my dad's attention. Instead of saying, hey, daddy. I was like, hey,
you.
yeah.
Hey,
hey,
you.
Sir. Hey, man, who... Made me.
Hey, Jerry. What's your dad's name?
My mom says that, like, calls my dad daddy, like, not like, sexually to me. But
well,
she's like, do you want to talk to daddy?
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, I don't call him that.
And why do you still call him that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little creepy.
Save it for the bedroom.
Talk to daddy.
Ew.
Sounds like a pimp. Have you talked to daddy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah, but when she says that to me, I'm like, ugh.
My grandparents used to call each other mom and dad. Like,
huh?
What do you mean?
I think it was like, maybe they only did it around.
They'd be like, come here, dad.
Like, what do you say, mom? Should we get the kids some ice cream?
That's cute,
that's
though.
So sweet.
Especially with that voice inflection.
Yeah.
Like,
what do you say, mom?
Ugh, transport me back to that day and age.
Let's rewind. What do you say, mom? Should we get the kids some ice cream?
Oh.
Fuck you, Grampy.
Where's
kidding.
Daddy? He'll pay for it.
Where's my daddy?
God.
Hey, you guys want to hear? I'm really good at being super creepy with the daddy thing.
Okay.
Go for it.
Yes. Hey, daddy. Oh, fuck me, daddy.
You just sound really West Hollywood.
I could have committed a lot more, or I'll commit more. Oh, yes. Daddy. Oh, my fucking God.
We like put him
on the like Zane.
We put him on the call with our moms as like to give an example of what the word actually
is. This
is
what it is.
God.
Oh my.
I feel like we're so used to Zane doing that. It's like not, it's not
all
shocking.
Right. Does Zane do this? Here's a gross porn thing.
Yes.
Huh? Fuck me.
Heath does that.
Fuck me.
That's literally how Heath enters a room.
Yeah.
Wow, I think I should hang out with Heath more.
You should go to the East and just make porn noises all day.
I love Heath's voice. I'm into voices, like I've said in the podcast.
Oh, really?
Heath has a good voice.
Do you listen to podcasts?
I love podcasts.
Yeah.
Like which ones?
Like yours.
Oh my God.
Wait, you listen before to our podcast? Premonition.
It's when you find out I'm full of shit because you guys don't have one.
Yeah. We're like so happy though. Oh my God, thank you.
You guys can download it on the Apple Store.
Yeah, I listen to everything but Views and Insanely Chill.
Actually.
Because we have a beef going on with them.
We don't have a beef going on with them.
Really? No, spill the tea.
No, this is good. This is good for business.
I know. That's why I'm doing it.
Yeah,
it's a fake
beef.
Yeah,
fuck Views.
Yeah.
Just like, clickbait.
Okay, fuck Views. Fuck Views, I guess.
Fuck Insanely Chill. We were just on it. Fuck Insanely Chill.
Just like Curtis with his fake relationship. Right. Jesse, it's got a fake beef.
That's what literally Team 10 does.
Oh, totally.
And they're billionaires.
Right.
So that's what we have to do. Podcast beef. I don't know if there's ever been podcast beef.
There hasn't.
Make it a thing.
Wait, why did this become a thing, though?
It was just a joke in our last episode. Because I heard Cody. We had Cody on.
Oh.
And on Cody's podcast, he said, like, I just did Ryan and Kalia's podcast, and they don't have any headphones, and it is bare bones in that place.
He was throwing shade. Oh, yeah. Is that? Did we do that?
No, that's good. He actually wasn't, but.
Shit, that's great. Put that in there.
He wasn't throwing shade at all, but I just pretended like he was.
Oh.
Yeah. And our numbers have skyrocketed.
Wow. Fuck you, Cody.
Yeah, we're working on the diss track right now for Cody.
Oh, nice. Are you going to make a music video?
Are you going to come up with Rice Gum?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I want to ask you, Carly.
Yes.
About your past.
Oh, my God.
Okay, cool. So I can leave now?
Yeah,
you go to the bathroom.
Do you have to pee now?
Oh, cool. She actually does. Aaron is going to the bathroom. Let us know how the stream is. So, Callie.
I love therapy.
You grew up in Oklahoma?
Omaha, close.
Omaha. Oh, yeah. Right. Same thing.
Cody said Alaska, so that was maybe the funniest one, because it sounds like Nebraska, but it's Alaska.
In Alaska?
Arkansas.
What was that like? Did you grow up in like a tiny, tiny town that
people
drive
it's crazy.
Through?
Like, it sounds like I would, but my high school, I would see people every day I'd never seen before in high school.
Oh, wow.
It's huge.
How was it? What was your town like? Was there stuff? Was it like a downtown area with stuff
it
happening?
It was like completely normal town, like big.
Oh, all right.
Compared to what you think, I feel like. All right. I don't know how to describe it.
So you had like, as a teenager, was there anything to do? Or was it just like
for sure.
bonfires
I mean,
and smoke weed?
No, I literally never smoked or drank in high school at all. My friends didn't really either. I'm trying to think. We literally all just like hung out at people's houses, but that's what I like doing now too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's definitely like tons of cool bars to go to. And in high school, we would go to like hookah bars for some reason.
Yeah.
I feel like it was just someplace to go.
Yeah. And it was like kind of an adult activity.
Yeah.
Like we can
smoke.
You
had to be 18.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's plenty to do there. Aaron's been there and I think she was shot, Omaha.
Oh yeah. There's so much you can like pick corn,
yeah,
ride wagons.
She's just throwing shade on Omaha. And I was just saying how cool it is. But it probably would take like 30, 35 minutes to drive across town.
All right.
So
really? Yeah. Take me like 5 where I'm from.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, me too. I grew up in a tiny town with nothing to do. It was like a summer town.
Where did you grow up?
Mattapoisett.
Okay.
It's near Cape Cod.
Yeah.
In the summertime, it was fun. Like a lot of sailing, boating, fishing. But in the winter, woo!
Brr.
I never want to live in the cold again. I don't know about you guys. Well, Brandon's from California, right?
Yeah.
You're so lucky.
I'm used to this shit.
So lucky.
It's so hot. It's been so fucking hot.
Oh, yeah. This place is going down. Like, California.
Yeah,
isn't
it
supposed to be submerged underwater in, like, 300 years?
Honestly, hopefully sooner, because I need to bathe.
To bathe?
I thought you were going to say, like, because I need to take a fucking break from YouTube.
That, too. Honestly, life is too hard.
My break. So
everyone's going down with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Huh.
We won't be here for that. You're lucky you're born here, though. Like, imagine waking up for school, which I don't know about you guys, but waking up at 6 a.m. was, like, the worst, like, whatever of my life.
Yeah.
But imagine going outside. It's, like, 10 degrees and you have to scrape your fucking car. No.
This is the thing. Like, I love cold weather. Like,
because you weren't born in it and you didn't have to live through it.
It's true, but, like... But I feel like if you were born here and you woke up to perfect weather, you'd get tired of it too.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, I don't know. I enjoyed it mainly because I had an automatic car starter, so I didn't really have to do
life changing, probably.
Yeah. That was great. It wasn't my first car. My parents like passed down a car to me when I got a new one. Mm-hmm. So I was like, what do you mean I get an automatic car starter? Because I didn't have one. And then it like changed my life. And I was like, this isn't so bad.
That's the thing where you can start your car from within your house.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. You just like point it at it and it's like
amazing.
Vroom, vroom.
See, that would change everything. I feel like.
And so it would get warm and you would be like, "Brr, it's so cold." And then you'd like be outside for 2 seconds and then get in your car and it's hot as hell. You're on the center of the sun.
You mean like hot as in like daddy?
Daddy hot.
Yeah.
Fucking hot.
My car is daddy, daddy.
You step in and it's like,
oh, God. So fucking hot in here.
It was that exciting to have a car starter. Yeah.
On your drive to school.
And like, also, like, did you ever have days where you didn't have to go? Like, we had snow days. Yeah. Like, we had days like that. What did you have?
We had one
palm
day.
Tree days.
Palm tree days.
Perfect weather days.
Yeah, perfect weather. It's too perfect, guys. Stay home.
Too sunny today.
Oh, God. Stay home and go to the pool. No, we had a day that was, my school was at the bottom of a hill, and we had a flood, a mudslide.
Got
through all, and it was a week. We got a week off of school. Ooh. It was awesome.
I had a week off when I was in college because it snowed too much and it like took down all the power lines and stuff. It was fucking crazy. It was like spring break in the winter.
Where'd you go to school?
Westfield State.
I went there too. I think we talked about this. I went
there. Have we?
I went there.
Yeah, we were roommates.
Wow, I didn't know any of this.
Holy shit, I think we had sex.
Yeah, yes.
In the calf.
Wait, what was your major?
Calf.
Criminal justice?
No.
That's just like what everyone was. Does.
I was there for one semester, and my major was elementary education.
Oh, that's what my roommate did.
I didn't like Westfield.
Really?
I was in a bad state of mind. I was in a band that I was taking very seriously, and I was I would leave every weekend to go back to Boston.
It was so pretty there, though.
Dude, I hated the town of Westfield, to be
honest. Well, fucking Westfield was gross as hell, but, like, campus was nice.
Okay.
Did you not live on campus?
I did. I lived in one of the dorms. I forget what it's called.
Also, I feel like when you were there and when I was there, it was a lot different. They had, like, a bunch of new buildings when I went there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, what, you're 7 years older than I am? Yeah. So, yeah, that makes sense.
Wait, you went home every weekend to, like, practice? Or you just wanted to go home?
I wanted to be with the band. So it was like, it was partial, like, we need to work. We need to practice. And also, I was like, I'm so sad that I'm in Westfield.
Oh, that happened to me my first year of college, too. I went home every weekend because I was like, I feel like it was the same thing where I was like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Where'd you go?
It was called, do you know UNL, Lincoln, Cornhuskers? They're
UNL.
A big college football team.
Yeah, I know UNL.
Yeah, I went there for a year and I was just like, ugh.
Yeah,
I loved college.
You know what? I'm not good at making friends.
See, the good thing about where I went and I knew, like, a bunch of my best friends went there, too, like, years prior.
That's nice.
So they were still there when I went there. So I was just, like, their little, like, they were all my guy friends, too. So they, like, knew all the fun stuff. And they, cool. I liked Westfield because it was so small and there was no, like, fucking fraternities and sororities. Like, I don't like that stuff.
But one thing I noticed about Westfield, maybe it changed when you were there. They were so strict. With
drinking.
Alcohol and smoking.
Yeah, on campus they were for sure. It definitely changed. They built a new dorm. People are like, we don't fucking care about any of this.
Me and Brandon.
Yeah, we're just like, I'm looking at Ralph the whole time.
They built a new dorm where you could like drink and
you're
stuff.
Checking Twitter.
I feel like it's probably way different now, but yeah, they were pretty strict.
I remember one time my fake friend. I didn't have any friends. But
fake friends?
Your fake friend.
Call them out. Call them out.
Some dudes I lived next to in the dorm. They filled a duffel bag full of beer from outside and then tied it to a rope and then they hoisted.
Incredible. Which hall did you live in? Davis? Dickinson?
Maybe
Lammers?
I think it was Davis.
Yeah, probably. That was the freshman dorm.
Okay.
I didn't get to do that because they overbooked housing, so they made me live in an Econo Lodge for half a semester.
An Econo Lodge.
Oh, wow. I heard that was happening.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good times.
Swag. Daddy times.
Daddy times. Wait,
you have a problem making friends?
I do.
You do.
Like, what about it? Starting conversation or connecting with people?
Much to many people's surprise, I'm kind of a shy person.
Mm-hmm.
And one-on-one, I'm good. And I'm like, people can tell, like, oh, he's really nice and he's funny.
Yeah.
And, but when it's in a group of people, I don't talk a lot because I'm like, everyone else is talking. I don't want to, like, interrupt anybody.
Yeah.
Isn't that, like, like relieving though when you're in a big group of people and you don't, it's not just you and another person. Cause when you're with another person, it's like, oh, I gotta like entertain them and like, you know, it's gotta be this thing. And then when you're with a group of people, you're like, they take the reins. I can just be quiet and drink or whatever I do.
I feel like if I'm in a group of new people, I don't lose all confidence. I just get quiet and then it's like they become friends and I'm just like
oh,
behind them, literally like walking the last Like if we're walking to a place, I'll be in the back.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
So do you consciously try to work on that now, or do you just kind of whatever happens?
Yeah, like in my adulthood, I've actively been like, if someone asks me to like, hey, come to this party, I'll be like, I don't want to. I won't say that. Like, I'd fucking
I want to watch Ozark.
Yeah. Mm. But I'll be like, all right, let's go to this party. It's good. This will be good for you.
Yeah. Aww. That's good. Well, if you're better at one-on-one, though, maybe it's like, that's just how you are. Like, perhaps. Yeah, I don't know, but I'd rather just hang out with you like tomorrow or something.
I like going to parties. I mean? Yeah. But I don't know. Sometimes meeting new people, sometimes it takes me a long time to open up. Maybe it's because I'm like, super eccentric and like unique and like
I'm too different.
I think I'm like, yeah, I'm too different and it intimidates people.
Probably.
It's weird. All other people want, I think, is for you to like ask questions. Like I've learned.
What do you mean? Like when you meet somebody new?
Or yeah. Just like getting to know somebody. Cause like I was always really bad at it. Like if anyone asked me to get coffee or something that I didn't know that well, I'd just be like, I can't. Like, I don't want to sit with this person and just talk.
Only if you're buying and don't talk to me.
Yeah. Leave at Starbucks. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's really just like
asking questions.
Yeah. It's like such an obvious thing, but I feel like I've always just had like friend groups that like now as an adult, it's like obviously harder to like connect with people. I feel like it's harder to connect with people.
Sure.
And especially being on the internet, it's so easy to talk to each other, just like on Twitter or Snapchat, that when it's real life, it's like so different. It's like your brain gets accustomed to it almost.
Yeah.
It's weird.
You have like fight or flight response when you're talking to somebody in real life now. Cause you're like, fuck.
It's like, can I type it?
Yeah. This is on the fly saying words as opposed to like carefully reliable. Crafting like little things to say to each other. You know?
Yeah.
Actually, making videos really helped me come out of my shell. Socially.
Oh, that's good.
Most really, like, if people knew my videos or like meeting other Viners and stuff, I was like, oh, they see me be a weirdo. Like, I could be super weird.
That was always fun too with Vine. It felt like you didn't have to really small talk because we all knew what each other were doing all the time. Yeah.
Felt like we knew each other.
Yeah. You know?
And we did.
Yeah.
Like, that one time Brandon mistakenly vined himself jerking off.
Mm. Oh.
And I was like, dude, you use your left hand too?
Yeah, we bonded on that. And then you flew out from Boston down here. That's what convinced you to move down to California.
Yep. Brandon's masturbation videos.
Wow. Yeah.
I used to have a
Vine
fear.
After dark.
I had a fear when Vine was super popular. I had a fear that someone would steal my phone and like Vine their dick. Everyone would think it was mine. And then like I'd lose everything.
Or gain.
Or gain.
Depends on the audience.
Yeah.
It depends on the dick.
That's true.
When I first started Vine, I think I had like 10,000 followers, which was like kind of a lot at the time, like especially coming from like just nothing, like
the huge
social
deal.
Media.
Yeah, I remember people did like 30,000 follower posts, like so. Like,
yeah,
we could do.
Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah, they did, and
I did a 4,000 follower celebration.
Yeah, and then people did 1,000,000. And then people just stop doing it after that.
I think.
Yeah. And then they're like, I don't need to celebrate. This is just what's happening, man.
But someone's
that good.
Someone stole my iPad, and that's what I did a lot of Vines on. And it wasn't locked or anything. I just didn't. I mean, obviously, I was like really upset that someone stole my iPad, but I didn't even like think about someone making a Vine or like getting into my Twitter or anything. Mm-hmm. But like now it would be like, oh shit. Like they could do something really, really bad with it. But nothing happened.
Like
it's weird that it wasn't even like a thought at the time.
Like all your nudes.
All my nudes.
That you send to Bruce, even though you weren't dating at the time, you just
She only sends nudes to me.
Oh, well,
that's nice.
Wait, hold on.
That's nice.
This is a thing, though. Girls send each other nudes sometimes, right?
I've never done that, but just also don't take nudes.
Yeah.
I feel like that's weird. I'm so uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable taking a nude. We've talked about this before.
Take it. What?
I take them for him.
You pose.
I have heard of that though, like girl power, like sending each other nudes, which is fine.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like saying what? Like, LOL, look at my vagina.
No, it's like, damn, you look so good.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like you do that with clothes on, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you look good. Yeah. Oh, my God. You know, it's like.
Like, imagine our grandmothers doing that. Like, I'm just, like, thinking about how much it's changed.
But they have a photographer come to black and
like,
white.
Like, literally
camera.
Imagine your grandmother sending a nude to a girl. Like, it's just, like, so funny.
Well, no,
about.
They would just show up at their friend's house naked. Just be like don't I look great?
That's like me now.
Yeah, that's Aaron now. Aaron Aaron's naked body is, like, a funny thing half the time.
It's a joke.
That sounds really rude, but it's not.
No, like, it's like a meme.
Yeah. Like, Aaron's been topless around almost all of my friends.
Huh.
Because it's funny.
In like a non-sexual way. Yeah, so like, yeah, I'm like, oh, daddy, look at my boobs.
Oh, no, not at all. We've talked about this.
Look at my boobs.
Yeah. Or like a funny thing where it's like the most ridiculous scenario. She'll like walk out without a shirt on and everyone just dies laughing. I don't know.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I wish
it was like that
boob
with
comedy.
Guys. You know, we could walk out with our dicks out and then we're just laughing. Ah!
See, I feel like that happens when guys hang out.
Guys
though.
Do that.
No?
Yeah.
Do you guys do that?
Oh, yeah.
At the gym in the locker room, everyone's just like looking, making sure their eye, the direction of their eye is not at a dick.
No, that's a public place. But like, I have friends who I'll be talking to them, I'll look away, I'll look back,
dick slap you.
And their balls are out,
yeah. And then their dicks in my mouth.
Yeah,
it's so weird.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. I've never been one to do that. Although one time I went into my friend's house with his brother and his brother's friend. I went into the other room. Went through a wardrobe, my friend's wardrobe, put on some tiny underwear, hiked him super high up, had my shirt off, and I just came out of the room just looking like, I don't know, like a weirdo.
Here I
Sometimes
am.
Sometimes it's funny to be naked.
Just for a laugh.
Yeah.
And it's shocking, too, so that's funny.
Man, you know what's shocking?
What?
How pale my chest is.
Oh.
I'm not going to show you.
Are you looking at Carly and I's, like,
is it,
limbs?
Yeah, I was like, is it paler than us? Because it's probably
not. Probably.
We live in California and haven't seen the sun in 6 years. Like, we're so pale.
Do you guys have, like, vitamin D deficiencies?
Probably.
Yeah.
I think I'm a deficient
a
lot
the
of
dick this morning.
The D.
Honestly, probably.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, vitamin D.
That was great.
Good content. Hey, we've been going for an hour 20.
What?
Yeah. Shit, oh, God, we've gone for, like, 2 hours at one point, didn't we?
Okay,
yeah,
Joe Rogan. It's like a 3.5 hour podcast.
I feel like it's been that long.
Yeah,
like, yeah, but I'm going to cut out half of the shit you guys are talking about that doesn't matter.
Okay, imagine if you eliminate the microphones in the recording and like how different of a time we would be having.
Yeah, we'd be
like,
a lot more racist.
What am I saying?
No people don't come.
People don't just like, they're like, oh, come over. Let's chat for 2 hours.
Yeah,
sure.
Like, at least one, like, we'd be staring at our phones.
Totally.
Like, oh, you went to school here? Oh, cool. Look
That's
at this
true.
Name.
We should have,
like we're
days.
Having fun times right now.
Yeah.
This does kind of, like, force people to have conversations.
Yeah.
And before we started this, I even had a thought, because I know I'm not always good at socializing.
Mm.
I had an internal thought, like, Rye, this will help you become good at talking to people.
It probably will. It probably will, honestly.
Soon you'll be the next Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
Or, well, that I don't know, give you James Corden.
James Corden's funnier.
Or David Letterman, Corden. More your age, I'd say.
Yeah.
Wow.
He gets mad at us for making fun of his age.
You just
Rye calls Jason after this. He's like, I totally get what you mean.
You just spilt tea on me. Is that how you use the term?
No.
No, because you announced your age yourself.
Yeah.
If I was like, you guys wouldn't believe how old and senile Rye Doon is. And then I, like, announced it, even though you're none of those things.
A lot of people think I'm, like, around 28. I'll take it.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Some people think I'm gay. Some people think Brandon and I are dating.
We're not.
Everyone thinks Carly and I are lesbians.
Wait, you guys don't
Some
scissor?
Some kid came up to us when we were in Vegas and was like, I love you guys so much. Like...
You inspired me
to start a YouTube channel with my boyfriend because you guys are dating and like your channel is so cute. And we just were like,
actually, Jason was there too.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, what?
Yeah, it was really funny.
That's funny.
And so many people comment on our videos. They're like, new viewer, are they dating?
Yeah.
And I comment, yeah.
Keeps the people guessing.
Yeah, we're dating.
Totally. Good. Yeah. Don't care if anyone thinks I'm gay. Unless there's a girl I'd like to be with and she thinks I'm gay.
Yep.
That might ruin it a little bit.
Yeah, that'd be a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any like crazy fan stories of like anyone being a super weirdo?
People like come to our house.
All right.
Which
is
that's scary.
Creepy.
Like, we're not like David where we're like, come inside.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like that. I don't like people knowing where we live. Even though like sometimes we've like messed up and you can see it in the back of our videos, but like the other week, some kid was, like, outside of our house yelling, like, Carly, Aaron!
Yeah, I was home alone, too. So I was like, I don't want to leave.
Yeah. And then he DM'd me and was like, hey, I'm outside of your house right now. Like, I swear it's not weird. I just love YouTubers. And I commented back. I was like, sorry, but, like, that is weird for us. Like, we don't want people at our house. Like, please don't come to our house again. And he was like, okay, like, I just wanted to bring you cookies.
But I brought you a present. It's Zane's head.
Yeah.
Zane's severed head.
Like, can we have that, though?
And it's just like, I don't know.
He's like I baked you some cookies.
Yeah.
Which it's like sweet that like people want to meet us, but it's just like save it for like the right time, the right place. Like don't invade people's privacy like
that.
It's really scary.
Where you lived?
Just
honestly, some kids are psychopaths.
Yeah.
Like people knew where David lived before he even moved into his house.
Yeah.
Jesus.
They're crazy.
I had one girl after a stand-up show in Worcester.
Where were you? The Palladium? The DCU Center?
Yeah, I was like, whatever stadium, arena they have there.
Arena?
I was headlining. I was some bar. This is in the heat of Vine. And this girl, she was like 25. She knew I had a girlfriend, but she like, I think she had something wrong with her, but she like really, really wanted to have sex with me.
God.
She was like, I know you have a girlfriend. Like, can we do anything else? And I was like, I can't.
Oh my God.
Don't be that person.
Right? I know. She was a kind of slutty, but like, I don't know, the primal dude in me was like, wait a minute, I could get my dick sucked right now and like without even touching her.
Yeah.
But so I did it and my girlfriend found out. No, I'm kidding. I didn't do it. One of my friends, Will Noonan, you know Will Noonan?
Oh yeah.
He was doing a
show. I was on his pod. I feel like he was the first podcast I've ever been on.
Yeah. I heard that one. Mm-hmm. He was there. I think he like saw what was happening. He saw like, it was just like a hot girl was offering me sex and I was like, he came over and was like, right, let's go smoke a cigarette. But I don't even smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
And now you do.
Now you do.
But that was a weird one where a girl was like, basically looked like, fuck me right now. I don't care if you have a girlfriend. Let's just fucking do this.
God.
Wow. That's crazy.
She met you that night and she said, fuck me right now.
Brandon's like, do you have her number?
Yeah. What's her name?
She flies to Worcester.
She followed me on social media and would just like send me just constant sexual tweets and stuff.
That's like so crazy to me. I don't understand people who have like, no offense, but have like an obsession like that crazily where they're like willing to like disrespect so many boundaries, like personally, like with themselves. Like that's so degrading. Like I know you says to you, I know you have a girlfriend, but I want to suck your dick right now. Like,
yeah.
Reel it in.
Right.
Reel it in. 25-year-old girl in the bar in Worcester who went to Rye's stand-up show. If you're listening to this, which you probably are,
reel it in.
I hope you're doing better.
Reel it the fuck in. She's a boyfriend now. She stopped sending me nudes and stuff.
Oh.
I would never respond.
You get like jealous and hurt. You're like, why did this stop?
Yeah. She's dating someone now.
It's bullshit.
Come on. I do get a lot less nudes these days, guys.
Are nudes like still, like people, I used to get so many dick pics on Snapchat.
Yeah, that was still like a big thing on Snapchat.
Yeah, it's
Snapchat.
Still
like
pretty prevalent. It's never going
to die. Dick pics. Maybe you guys, your Snapchat numbers have gone up from your YouTube, but have you noticed Snapchat itself is like not as popular?
I don't know. I don't think it is as popular, but it's still there.
I mean, I only ever open Snapchat when I go to like promote our videos and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. How are your numbers on Snapchat? Like your openings, if you don't mind me asking.
Like pretty good. Like one time I was looking, I was like, how the fuck did I, like, how is this where it is at right now? Like I don't even use the app.
What was it, like 100K?
Oh, no. Like 45.
All right, yeah.
But still, it's like growing and I don't even use it.
Sweet.
It's just like crazy because we plug it on our YouTube and people are like, oh, I'll go follow them there.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I literally never use it.
Well, I think Instagram, well, first they stole the idea of the stories. Yeah. And then they robbed Snapchat's house and then burned the house down. Like, that's what it feels like because now Snapchat's not as popular. I know it's not as popular. Right. I think I read an article saying it's just like, it's the user, whatever, it's just gone down. It's like 30-40%.
And they just started verifying Snapchatters.
Oh yeah,
what?
Yeah.
So to me, that's like,
they've verified for a long time. But I think social media people, they just started. Like
what
David
mean
just
verified.
Like you know how some people like celebrities that are on Snapchat have like a little emoji
like
by their name.
Oh yeah.
Like on the far right.
Yeah.
That means they're verified. The David just got a camera, like emoji.
Oh my god, the internet is so stupid.
I know.
Yeah.
But also, has anyone ever opened or watched a Facebook story? Like, I've never looked
no,
at one.
No, TJ has been posting them, like, ironically every day. Because it's just, well, like, on your, you open Facebook and it's, like, there. And every time, I, like, will see, there's always, like, one or two. And I'm like, you would have this. And you would also be posting an Instagram. They're just, like, weirdos.
Hmm. Yeah. I don't even know Facebook had stories.
They do.
It's so bad.
It's so weird.
I never go on Facebook.
Yeah.
I should. You know, I should do everything. What do I do?
Everything.
I should start fucking YouTube, though. I wish I could just do what I want to do.
Just post different stuff and figure out what you like.
Just hang out.
It's so funny. You keep saying that. Like, I wish I could just do what I want to do. Like, you can do that.
Yeah. Well,
you understand? Like, you can do that. Like, you don't have to do a thing you don't want to do.
I need income, though, if I stop doing social media.
Just work at Starbucks for a year.
Yeah, and we could come in and you could give us free coffee.
And then people
take
will
it
be
up
like,
the ass for a year. And then,
sorry.
No, I was just saying, take it up the ass for a year, work at Starbucks if things get really bad, and then so the problem is the dignity. That's the problem that you have.
I get worried that if I do a real job or I interact with the public, people are like, hey, wait, weren't you a Viner?
Did you ever have a real job?
Yeah.
Doing what?
After college, I had a sales job for like 3 months.
The worst, right? Being a real person.
Oh, dude,
I
hated it.
Don't do it. Don't get a real job, anyone listening to this.
I wore a business suit. 9 to 5. It was more like 9 to 7.
Yeah.
Much to my surprise.
And then like driving home or commuting home, however you did.
Why don't you look, if you're trying to find a job, why don't you look for like a social media, like work at home, like run their social media type thing?
Well, I'm not looking for a job.
Oh, I thought.
No, I'm just saying that like he's worried about money, so he wants to do YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
But what I'm saying is that, because he wants to do whatever he wants. But the great thing about America is if things get really bad, you just work at some shitty place for a year and then it's fine again. You know what I'm saying?
That's like how Donald Trump views his presidency. Work at a shitty job as president and then it's fine.
Yeah, it'll be okay. And then, so like Donald Trump's presidency is like Starbucks.
It's like Rye working at Starbucks.
It's like Rye working at Starbucks.
But most shitty jobs or most jobs are paycheck to paycheck. So I can't like work for a year, then all of a sudden I have a bunch of money.
You save up.
I still have zero.
No, you don't. You save up.
I've been in the workforce before, and I've never been able to save money.
It's hard.
Really?
Unless you like live with your parents, it's really hard.
Or make a lot of money.
Yeah. I've never made a lot of money, just enough to like pay rent and shit and like buy a beer once in a while.
Our meter.
Oh, shit.
We have 10 minutes. So okay. Like
okay.
Our 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. We can wrap it up by then.
Have you guys ever watched snakes having sex before?
That's a good segue, you know? That's a pretty good
segue.
Anyways,
catch you guys next week.
How do they?
I don't know. It's weird. I watched it the other night because I saw a video of a snake giving birth to snakes, but I thought that snakes, like, laid eggs. Well, honestly, I only knew they laid eggs because I went to this, like, article that was like, most snakes lay eggs. They don't have, like, slithery little snakes come out. And I was like, wait, snakes give birth?
Yeah, right? I thought they laid eggs.
So then I was like, how do snakes even have sex? Like, they're just like...
on top of each other?
Yeah, and then like
slithering around.
I was looking at pictures, like snake had a little ween, and then it's the weirdest shit ever, and it gave me nightmares. Like I watched, you have to just like look it up and watch it and tell me how you think it went.
Apparently,
guys, comment on this podcast saying how you felt.
After watching snake sex.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Oh, wait, on one episode, we gave away a secret word. For people to tweet at us to see if they were still listening.
Okay.
So today's episode, the secret word to prove that you have listened this far into the podcast is snake bang.
Snake bang. One word, no space.
Snake bang.
One word.
Snake bang.
Tweet. No one tweets.
Instagram it.
Zero tweets.
Everyone's like, I'm listening, but I'm not going to tweet that.
It's a weird thing to tweet out.
Yeah.
My mom follows me.
Yeah. Snake bang. Apparently cats have... horrific penises.
That's a good thing.
I've never
to
seen
know.
A cat dick.
They're like barbed.
Barbed?
A barbed dick.
Yeah,
well, you know,
barbed.
Like barbed wired.
So do dogs, though. Dogs have barbed wired dicks.
Oh, man.
Why are we talking? I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Yeah, neither do I.
Oh, well, you bring up snake sex, but we can't talk about dogs' dicks? This sucks. I'm just kidding. No,
you suck.
They do, but they do. So just know that.
Thanks. Right. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
They hurt, too. They really hurt.
Have you guys gone to any bachelorette parties and worn penises on your head?
No, we don't have friends old enough to get married.
I feel like I've been to one. I haven't really been invited to many.
I've literally never been invited to a bachelorette party.
None of my girlfriends have been married except my best friend, but she's Mormon, so like she didn't have a bachelorette party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Mormon bachelorette party. They just all have dicks.
They're just crazy.
Penis straws.
Yeah.
Penis straws. Yeah. I don't know why that kind of... I don't like seeing girls' bachelorette parties with, like, penises everywhere.
Oh, yeah, I'm not interested.
I don't know.
It's kind of cheesy now, too. Like, at this point, it's like, okay, we get it.
And I can't identify why it makes me feel a certain way. It makes me a little uncomfortable, I guess.
Because we're making fun of penises.
I guess so. Yeah.
Maybe.
It's like, leave dicks alone.
Leave my dick alone.
Yeah.
There was a bachelorette party at a stand-up show I did once, and I tried to make a joke about it. I was like, you guys all have dicks in your heads, but I wouldn't need to wear vaginas on my head. You could still tell I'm a pussy without it.
Did you deliver it like that?
Yeah. Did you deliver it with a lot of uncertainty like you just did then? I thought I had a put... Fuck. I'm sorry, guys.
We're like, Rye, about that dream moving.
Yeah. Maybe you should. No, I thought about it beforehand. The delivery was so fucking smooth. And
yeah. It was so good.
You got a few laughs.
Yeah. I got some laughs.
Nice.
And that mostly people were like, whoa, he's so hot.
Nice.
He's a 25-year-old from Worcester who... Yeah. Wants to suck your dick.
She's like, I don't respect your relationship with your girlfriend. I want to suck your dick right now. I forget her name, actually.
Forgot her name.
Hoey ho ho.
Hoey ho ho do. Mm-hmm. Are you guys good with names?
No.
I'm fucking awful.
Do you forget them as soon as you get told them?
Yeah. If it's like a first meet, that'll happen. Okay.
The second time, do you have to ask their name the second time? Like, let's
I'll
say
try not to. I'll like wait until someone like talks to them and says their name.
I've heard if you repeat their name, then you remember it. If you're like, I'm Brandon. Like, oh, hi, Brandon. Nice to meet you. Then it's like,
hi, Brandon. Stick. Hi, Brandon. Brandon. Yeah. Brandon.
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 But Brandon. Brandon.
How many times do you need to repeat it to remember?
I don't know. I mean, I've heard just like six. Once. Brandon. As long as you say it, then your brain gets it.
Imagine if like you met someone for the first time and they're like, you're like, hi, I'm Brandon. I'm like, oh, hi, Brandon. Brandon. Brandon.
I feel like I would get it. I'd be like, oh, okay. They're both names.
Yeah.
It would be so weird, though.
Hey, let's bring it back to our general theme of the show before you guys go.
Right.
Which is what it's like to be in this crazy world of social media and what it's like to pursue this quote-unquote irrational dream.
Right.
Mm. Give me some...
sucks the life out of you.
Doesn't it? It's constant.
It's so hard. I just, like, don't
kids
get
are
it.
Mean.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any, like, certain things you do? Like, I wake up at 8... And
oh, no, no, no.
Have an orange because that gives me energy.
No, I'm like, on Friday, I go to happy hour.
It's, I feel like we're just kind of.
We're
just kind
of
winging
to get
it.
Get out of bed.
No, but like with like the whole thing in general, just kind of like, we don't really have like, we want to hit 1 million subscribers, like 500,000 subscribers. Just like, we're having fun. And
we
it's
probably
like
should do that.
We probably should, but we don't.
Have a little more drive than we do, but.
Yeah. I mean, we're like very constant. Like we have never missed a posting day. We post 3 days a week. A lot of times we're out of town. Like sometimes it's been like almost 2 weeks and we still have like enough stuff to
like apart
keep posting.
From one another.
Yeah.
Does one of you do the editing?
Carly.
I do. Usually. I just like it.
You
I mean,
do?
Which is like,
I love it.
God sent an angel.
Yeah.
Your mom
down to me.
I hate editing.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan.
But if I don't, I mean, you'll do it.
Oh yeah. No, I'll totally do it.
It's awesome.
It's not like we're fighting.
Like when
about
we did
it.
Our third video. When we added a third video.
Oh, we need to go.
We need to go, bitches.
All right, they got to go.
It's fine. We have two more minutes.
When we added
two
a third,
two.
When we added a third video to our schedule, I was like, okay, I'll do these ones, like less of a load for Carly. But then she was just like, I don't mind editing it. I don't mind editing it. I'm like,
yeah, I like
be
it.
Be my amazing. Fucking guest,
dude. Brandon, let's start YouTubing together. I know you don't want
Brandon
to.
And what would it be? Brandon and
Ryan. Brandon.
Brandon and Rye.
Brandon and
Ryan. Brandon.
Yeah.
Brandon.
Yeah. I can record you coming out of the shower in a cute way.
It's sure.
Like, yeah. I'm just saying, like, cute things. What can we do that's cute?
And then we'll do the sit-down vlogs where it's like, Brandon, tell me about your day-to-day.
Yeah, I can put makeup on you.
You'd be like, some guy disrespected my gender. Shit like that.
Yeah. All right.
You guys should get going.
Hit
I don't
the
want
road.
You to get a ticket.
Well, thank you so much for having us.
I make you Venmo me.
It's nice hanging out with you.
It was.
Yeah.
This forced us to socialize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time we hang out, we have to be doing this.
Yeah. The computer's not even on, by the way. We're just talking with these because this is the only way.
That's a funny concept.
That's a really funny prank.
Yeah.
That's how David got friends. Oh, I'm filming.
David would be so mad. Imagine if you like wasted an hour of David's time. Like
scary.
He thought he was like doing something.
Yeah. That's
nice. And then he just finds out he was hanging out with you for an hour.
I like how that's the most devastating prank for David is not like leeches, not like a possum, just
him
like
forced to hang out with someone unwillingly
for an hour.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thank you guys. You guys were
thank
awesome.
You.
This is our most downloaded episode.
Is it already?
Right now. Yeah. Premonition.
Is it because my mom downloaded it 13,000 times?
Yeah.
Yes, mom.
She told all of her coworkers.
Bye, Ralph. Oh.
Bye, Ralph.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bing.
Snake. What's your sign off?
Snake bang. We don't really have one.
Snake bang.
Yeah.
Snake
what?
Bang.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Snake bang.
There ain't no party like a snake bang party.
Snake bang. Party. Snake bang.
Everybody get down tonight.
Snake bang.
Oh, you're back in a band,
I can't
ride.
Believe we made our first single. What's up, Jake Paul? We coming for you, Team 10. Too much to talk about them. Sorry. Goodbye.
Hey, let's all say I'm sorry, Dad, on three. One, two, three.
I'm sorry.